Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Beis, 8 lines from the top of Daf Nun Beis Nun Aleph, and the Gemara quotes from the end of the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Nun Beis, that after the Mishnah taught us the machlekes between the Rabbanan and Rab Shimon as to which Misa of the Abba Misa is Amuchamar, and the order of Misa's Bezdin, and the Chacham taught us Skila Sreifa Herig Chenek, and Rab Shimon taught us the order is Sreifa Skila Chenek Beherig, and the Mishnah ended off Zumitz Vesaniskolin, and the Gemara asked, My Tano Diktani Zumitz Vesaniskolin, the word of the Tano already say that Tana ended off the Mishnah and stated that this is the mitzvahs of the person that gets skila. And the Gemara explains Mishum Tana that since on Daf Mem Beis Mem Beis the Mishnah taught us in the last parak Nigma Din Maitzin Isil Saklai, and then the next Mishnah taught us Beis Askila Gavay Shtei Kaimais. And the previous parak already taught us all the dinim of someone that gets skila. And then our Mishnah took a break and discussed the order of the Dalam Mises Bezdin. The Idi the Kaboyle Mister Mister Seifa. Since in a moment the Mishnah will talk about the mitzvahs for someone that receives Sreifa and the way to give Sreifa. So Tana Nami Zu Mitzvah Saniskolin. So therefore the Mishnah just reminds us that we already spoke about the mitzvahs and the way to give Skila. Let's keep in mind that the Rambam holds that each of the Mises Bezdin have its own Chiyuv and its own Mitzvah Saseh. Maybe that's why each of the Mishnayos that discuss the mitzvah of that Misa starts off by saying Mitzvah Saniskolin, Mitzvah Sanisrafim, Mitzvah Sanerogin, and Mitzvah Sanechnokin, and we continue with the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah begins Mitzvah Sanesrafin, that was the way that we give someone Sreifa, that they would put him into fertilizer until his knees, and as Rashi states, so he shouldn't be able to move and turn, and instead of the melted lead going into his mouth, the melted lead would fall onto his body, and it would burn him, and that would actually delay his Misa, and would cause him more pain, and as we previously learned that the pasuk tells us and the Mishnah continues that Bezdin would take two pieces of material, one which was coarse and one which was soft, and they would put the coarse one within the soft one, and they would wrap this piece of material around his neck, and as Rashi says, as if you would only use a soft material, then when they pull it, then they try to open up his mouth, wouldn't pull tightly, and therefore wouldn't do its job. And if you would only use a coarse material, then that would actually cut into his throat, and it would be menavel him. And therefore you place the coarse material on the inside, and that causes him to choke and open up his mouth. And since the outer layer of the material is soft, so therefore it will protect him, and the material won't cut through his skin. And the Yad Rama states, L'fisha racha ina chazaka v'nikras mehira. And once again, this is based on V'haplu Recha Kamecha, Bar Eloi Misi Yafa. The Mishnah continues, Zem Meshach Etzloi, V'zem Meshach Etzloi, Atcha Pesach Es Piv. And since we previously learned, but the Gea Sekilah, that the Pasuk states, Yada Edim Tia Be'ir Shayna L'hamisai, so therefore the Edim were in charge and got involved in this Misa, and each of the Edim pulled one side of this material, and this way it got tighter around his neck, and in this way it forced him to open up his mouth. And the Rambam explains that we want to make sure that Edim were involved in the Misa, as the only ones that really knew if this person is Chayiv Misa is only the Edim, as they saw the actual Misa, and Bezdin has to rely on the Edim, which is a Chiddush HaTorah, that they could do so, and therefore we make sure that the Edim are part of the Chayiv Misa and they're involved in giving this person Misa. And as we will see in the Gemara, the din of Sreifa is not that we burn a person's body, but instead we take hot lead and we pour it down his throat and it burns the inside of a person's body, and therefore the Mishnah continues, U'mablikas Apsila, and Bezdin would light the wick, which really refers to melting a piece of lead that was formed into the shape of a wick. And as Yad Rama states, Al kach nir lanu shebezdin hay misak nechaticha shel eivah nisrafin v'yoysen eisek kem psil saruchay spitzores kidei shel tishlo ben ha'or miyad yivin etachas mehira. And this way the lead would melt very quickly. And the Ran actually explains that this was actually done prior to them pulling the sudo around his neck, as in this way they were ready to pour the lead down his throat. V'zark lo teich piv, Bezdin would then pour the hot lead down his mouth, and it would go into his stomach and into his intestines, and it would burn out his intestines, and this way he would be killed. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Tanakhama in regard to how they made sure that he opened up his mouth, as Rabbi Yehuda states, and as we will see on Daf Nun Beis and Beis, that the way that we give someone chenek is by wrapping the suda around his neck and pulling it until literally choked, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says to the Chachamim that if Benegei Sreifa, that this person will die when each of the Edom are being Moshech Etzlai, then Lemaisa, his Misa will be through Chenek and not through Sreifa, and therefore Bezin will not be Mekayim, the Ikka Mitzvah, which is with Sreifa, and as we explained, that the Rambam states that each of the Dalam Misais are a separate Mitzvah, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds El Pesach Es Pib Bitzvas, and instead they would open up his mouth using a tongue, Shalei V'Tavasai, against his will, Umadlik Zapsila, and prior to that point, they would melt the wick of lead, and now that his mouth is open, Vizarkal Taipiv, and they would throw the lead down his mouth, Vyared Sathikmeyav, Vichemeris, Vnemeyav. The Mishnah continues that both the Tanakhama as well as Rabbi Yehuda agree that the mitzvah Sreifa was not Mamish Sreifa, and they didn't burn his body, and instead they melted lead and they poured it down his throat. However, the Mishnah now continues, Omar Blazbab Sadik, Maisa Baskoin Achashazinsa, there was a story with a Baskoin that was Mizana, and as we previously learned, that a Baskoin that's Mizana is Chayas Sreifa, and Vikifu Chavilis Marius Visafu, and they surrounded her with bundles of branches, and they literally burnt her body. And Amru Loi and the Chacham responded to Rabbi Elazar Tzaddik, Mepnei Shlayayo Bezin Shlaisa Shabaki, that the reason why they did so is not because there's a proper halacha, but because the Bezin that during that time were not Bekiyim and Dinim, and as Rashi points out, that the Gemara will explain, they were actually Tzedukim, She'in Lehem Gzeir Shava El Krok Kamashmai, and since Benegeya Ishis Koyin, the Pasuk states, Be'ish Tisariv, so they learned it literally that she has to be burnt with fire. Gemara now begins, my psila, that what does the Mishnah mean when it speaks about a psila? As certainly it can't mean a regular wick, as if you take a wick that's on fire and you put it in a person's mouth, then there isn't any oxygen left. Certainly the fire would go out, and how could it be that they would kill him with the psila? And Amra Masna, psila shel eva, that in the Chanami, Rav Masna explains that we're not talking about a regular wick, but we're talking about a piece of lead that was formed into the form of a psila. And the Gemara now continues, minolon, that how do we know that when the Torah states, Be'esh Tisarev, that this Mises Bezin doesn't refer to literally burning a person's body, and instead you liquefy lead and you pour hot lead down the person's throat, and as Rashi states, Minolon, the Chihai Gavna Sreifah, the Kamarach Mono, and the Gemara explains, Asa Sreifah, Sreifah, Ma'adas Karach, that we learned this based on Xer Shava from the Adas Karach, and Ma'alon, Sreifah, Zashama, Vaguf Kayim, Afkan, Sreifah, Zashama, Vaguf Kayim, and just like by Adas Karach, we know that it was only then the Shama that was burnt, but the outside of the body was Kayim. So over here also, when the Torah tells us to give the Bas Koyin Sreifa, it also refers to Sreifas and Shama Vaguf Kayim, and therefore you pour lead down her throat, and the outside of her body will not be burned, and it's only the inside of her body that will be burned. And Rashi explains that where do we have the Xer Shava as Xiv Hacha, as in a Pasha Benegea Bas Koyin, in Pasha's Emma, the Pasuk states, Ubasish Koyin Kisech Liznois as Avia Himachalelas, Be'esh Tisarif, and in Pasha's Korech, the Pasuk tells us, Vayikach Aloza Koyin as Machtes Hadachoshes, Asher Kriu Rasrufim, Vayirakum Tzipulam Mizbech, and once again, the Torah uses Loshin Hasrufim, and in a moment, the Gemara will explain how is it that we know that Benegei Adas Koyach, Des Sreifa, was Sreifas Neshama Vaguf Kayim, and the Gemara continues, Rabbi Elazar Eimah, however, Rabbi Elazar says that the way that we know that the Sreifa of the Dalam Mises is Sreifas Neshama Vaguf Kayim is Asher Sreifa Sreifim Bnei Aaron, that we learn from Xer Yeshava, but not from Adas Koyach, and instead from Bnei Aaron. Once again, the Pasuk Benegei Adas Koyin states, Be'ish Tisarif, and in Pasha Shmini, the Pasuk states that after Nadav Avihu brought the Keteris, so the Pasuk tells us, V'achichem kol beis Yisrael, yifku es ha-sreifa she-sarif Hashem, and just like by Bnei Aaron, the Misa was on the Neshama, but the Guf was Kayim, so the same applies to Sreifa Benegei Mises Bezin, that it's only Sreifa's Neshama, the Guf Kayim, and Sarach Bia, why Rashi brought this Pasuk, if at the beginning of the Perek, in Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk already states, V'atetze Eish b'fnei Hashem, V'atoche Elisam, and L'chira, that word is more similar to our word of Be'esh Tisarif. As Rabbi Elazar continues, Malalon, Sreifas Neshama Vaguf Kayim, Afkan, Sreifas Neshama Vaguf Kayim, and the Gemara continues and explains these sushitas as Mandi Alf May Adas Kerech Minole, and if we're learning from Adas Kerech, then how do we know that Benegei Adas Kerech, that Misa was Sreifas Neshama Vaguf Kayim, and the Gemara brings the Chsiv as the Pasuk and Pashas Kerech states, Ves Machtes Achatoyma Eilu Benav Shreisam, Shenishmasan Nesrefas Vaguf Kayim, and the Yad Rama explains that since the Chet was through the Neshama, as they spoke out against Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore the Misa was also on the Neshama and not on their Guf. And the Gemara continues and asks for Idach, and why doesn't Rabbi Elazar learn from Korach that it's Neshmas and Nesrefes for Guf Kayim? And the Gemara explains that he Sreifa Mamashi, that Rabbi Elazar held that the Sreifa of Adas Korach was Mamash Sreifa and was literally body burning. And the Gemara asks that Lefir Rabbi Elazar may be Nafshesam, and he explains that the reason why they were Chayvus Sreifa and the reason why they went ahead with this terrible chet and they went against Moshe Rabbeinu was because Kerf gave them food that went into the nefesh. Kid Reish Lakish, and this is based on the same concept of Reish Lakish teaches us, the Am Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish teaches us, Ma'idich Siv, and what does the Pasuk in Tehillim mean when it states, B'chanfei lagei ma'oig chorek alai shenemai, and he explains, B'shvil chanufa shechnifu l'kerech al iskei l'gima chorek alayin sashel gehenem shinov, that because the Das Kerech wanted to flatter Kerech based on the fact that he gave them food, therefore they did this terrible avera, and therefore the sashel gehenem was able to bite into them and was able to have shlita over them. Ayin Rashi al iskei nafshesam al chanufa sachilu v'shtia hanechnesus b'nafshesam b'chanfei lagei mog b'shvil chanufa shel l'gimas mog shechilam v'hishkam Kerech ladosai v'nischabu imay chorek alai mog loshin dover hanechal k'dichsiv v'almon ha-tzreifes sh'omro l'alio chai Hashem l'kechom yeshli mog. And Rashi points out the Kamon Parach v'tevri sreifu mamish that l'chir according to Rabbi Lezer if b'negei adas Kerech it was mamish sreifu v'leilu sreifus bezdin minei v'tevri mamish. So why is it that he learned that sreifus bezdin sreifus and shomer v'guf kayim from the story with Nadav Avihu, if l'chir should be able to learn from adas Kerech that sreifu means sreifu mamish? And as we will see, the Gemara will explain that this is based on a pasuk that states v'havtu reich kamecha baru loy misiyafa. Gemara continues, Mandi Alvim be'ei Aaron minolei, and according to Rabbi Lezer that learned the dinner sreifa that it's sreifus hashom of a guf kayim from the story with Nadav Avihu. How does he know that the sreifa by Nadav Avihu was sreifus hashom of a guf kayim? As the chsiv, as the pasuk in Shmini tells us, v'teite eish mufnei Hashem v'teichel oisam v'yemus lufnei Hashem. And since it uses the lashon of misa, which is mashma natural misa, we learn out that their misa was kain a regular natural death, and they looked that they died naturally. And since the sreifa was only inside their body, but the outside of their bodies were completely intact, therefore it looked like they died naturally. And once again, the Gemara continues and asks, v'idach, and according to the first Tana, that learned the din of sreifas neshama of the guf kayim from Adas Kerech and not from Nadav Avihu. So why is it that he didn't learn from Nadav Avihu? Once again, the Gemara explains that who sreifa mamish havoi, that he hold that the sreifa of the bodies of Nadav Avihu was literally that the bodies burnt, u'maydach siv v'yemusu, and why is the pasuk used lashon misa as the aschur bu megavoi ke'imisa, as the misa started from the insides, just like a regular misa, but ultimately it burnt the outside of their bodies as well. The Gemara brings a brisa, the Tanya, Abiyesi ben Nistai Eimeh, Shnei Chutin Shel Eish, Yotzim Beis Kodesh Kadoshim, V'nechel Kula Abba, V'nichlusu Shnayim B'chayt Mishel Zev, V'shnayim B'chayt Mishel Zev, V'safram, that there were two strands of fire that came from the Beis Kodesh Kadoshim, and then it split into four strands of fire, and two strands of fire went into the nostrils of Nadav, and two strands of the fire went into the nostrils of Avihu, and it first burnt the inside of the bodies, and then it burnt the outside of the bodies as well. And the Gemara now asks on this first shita that how can you say that the misa of Nadav Avihu was sreifa mamish and the entire bodies burnt, but v'aksiv v'teichel oisam, and as Rashi points out that it's mashma miyat oisam v'leidav achar, that they were burnt but not something else, v'makol nisraf, and if the entire body burnt, so ma'ikar mayat, what will be mayat? And the Gemara answers oisam v'leibigdeyim, that in the chanami according to his Tana, he would learn that the word oisam means that although their entire body burnt, but the begodim did not burn. And I in the second Taisis on the Amid, Oisam v'loi b'gdeyim, v'im taima v'aksiv v'yisam b'kutantam, that the Pasuk tells us in Shmini that they carried the bodies of Nadav Avihu with their begodim, so we see that the begodim did not burn, and therefore why would the Torah have to teach us Oisam v'loi b'gdeyim? And Taisis answers v'yishleima v'loi yedina in b'kutainis ha'nisim oi b'kutainis ha'nisim, that if the Torah would not tell us v'teichel oisam and we would learn Oisam v'loi b'gdeyim, then we would be able to explain that when the Torah tells us that they lifted them up and they carried them with their begodim, it doesn't mean the begodim of Nadav Avihu as those were burnt, and it would mean that they carried the bodies of Nadav Avihu in their own begodim and not with the begodim of Nadav Avihu. The Gemara continues and asks, "V'nedel v'mipar menesrafim, that why don't we learn the din of sreifa by Abba Mises Bezin for the din of par menesrafim?" And certainly the sreifa b'degei par menesrafim was on the body of the parim and not only on the neshamais. We would learn from the parhelm Davi Shel Tzibo and from the parkrei Mashiach that mal alon sreifa mamish afkan sreifa mamish. And the Gemara responds, "Mistavra me'odam havle l'melev," that certainly it's better to learn from an odam, and either we're going to learn from Nadav Avihu or from that das kerech to a person that's chay mises bezin, and they both share similarities. Shekein odam choitin shama pigol, that both benegia a person that's chay mises bezin and either that das kerech or Nadav Avihu, they're both referring to a person. And number two, it's referring to people that were receiving misa based on a chet. And number three, at the point that the Torah tells us that there was Eish and there there was Srefa, that was the point that they were being killed and they were losing their neshama. However, number one, the permanent Srafim are not on Adam, and number two, they're not being killed for their own chet, and number three, prior to the Srefa, they already were Nishchat, as they were Nishchat in the Azara, and then they were taking Chutzal Machna, and they were burned Chutzal Machna, and therefore, the din of permanent Srafim is not similar to the case of a person that's receiving the Misa Srefa from Bezdin. And number four, there's also Chiluk, that pigle is not relevant to a person, and it's not relevant by the Bnei Aaron, and it's not relevant by Adas Kerech, and it's also not relevant to a person that's being killed based on Abba Mises Bezin. However, pigle is relevant to the case of Paraman Srafim, as a Shaykh to have pigle and to have Beit Kavanais while doing that Voidu with the Paraman Srafim. As Rashi points out, pigle, Dovash Ein by pigle, Midovash Ein by pigle, and we'd rather learn something that is not included in the concept of pigle with something that is not included with the concept of pigle. Keep in mind that we just brought four reasons why there's a similarity between an Adam and an Adam, and the Gemara continues and is Adarabba, the Lacher Pumfakat, Mi Parim Srafim Havalil Megalov, that we should have learned the din of Srefa from Parim Srafim, Shkim Machshir and Ladarius, that both of them have the same concept. And as Rashi explains, Machshir, Srefa's Bezdin, Machshir is the Hechshir Mitzvah Mokkaim, that Bezdin is doing Mitzvah Mokkaim when they're burning this person, Vichim Parim Srafim, Aval Srefa, the Hani, Labide Adam Hava, Shekhaim, Ben Mitzvah Mokkaim, but when again, not above you, and that that's correct, there is no person that was actually doing the Srefa, and it wasn't based on Mitzvah Mokkaim, and therefore it's not similar to the case of Mrs. Bezin. And similarly, Ladarius, Davah Neig Ladarius, Midavah Neig Ladarius, that both the din of Parman Srafim and the din of Srefa's Bezin is something that will continue Ladarius. However, the Misa of Adas Kerech and the Misa of Nadav Aviyu was a one-time event and doesn't continue Ladarius, and therefore we shouldn't learn Darius Meshah. And the Gemara answers, Hanach Nefishin, that in the Chinami there are similarities between the Parman Srafim and Srefa's Bezin, but there are only two similarities. Mash'enkin, when compared Adam to Adam, there are four similarities, and therefore we learn the din of Srefa's Bezin either from Adas Kerech or from the Misa of Nadav Aviyu. And the Gemara now returns to discuss a point that we already made, that Mandi Yalf me Adas Kerech, that according to the Tanakhama that learned from Adas Kerech, my time lo Yalf me Bnei Aaron. So what was the reason that we gave that he didn't learn from Bnei Aaron? Because Ahu Srefa Mamish Havai, as he understood that the Misa of Nadav Aviyu was Mamish Srefa, and it wasn't only Nishmos and Nisrafis for Guf Kayim, and some agurus at this point, Mandi Yalf me Bnei Aaron, my time lo yalef me adas kerech, and the Gemara responded once again, hahisri from mamish havoi, and therefore the Gemara asks on both of these shitais, v'nelef minei, that since they now have one case where it was nishmas nisrafes for guf kayim, and one situation where it was mamish srefa, so why wouldn't each learn that srefas bezdin is srefa mamish? And Rashi points out that certainly at this point you can't answer that it's more similar to one than the other, as they're both referring to an adam, and both situations would be similar, as they're all Adam Chote and the Shama and Pigol. And the Gemara answers Amram Nachman Amram Ravua Amakra, as the Pasuk in Kedoshim states, we have to rech kamecha, and we learn out Barlam Misa Yafa, that when choosing a Misa for a person, you should make sure to choose a proper Misa and something which has the least pain. And since we have a choice of learning either from Adas Kerech or from Nadav Aviyu, and if you learn from one, it will be straight from Amish, and you learn from the other, it will be straight from the Shama of a Guf Kayim, then certainly straight from the Shama of a Guf Kayim is less painful and less of a bizayin, and therefore certainly we would choose to have Srefas Neshama v'guf kayim. And the Gemara continues, v'chim achad the ikar of Rav Nachman gzir shav alamli, that l'chir is since Rav Nachman taught us, v'yahaf l'reich chamecha baruch le misi yafa, and b'negei Srefa, the better Misa is Srefas Neshama v'guf kayim, then certainly that's the Srefa that the Torah must have meant, and that's the Misa that Bezin should choose. And how could we even have a hamina that Srefa would be Srefa mamish, and why would we even need a gzir shava to teach us this limud? And the Gemara explains, if not for the Gzeir Shava, Havamino, Sreif is a Shom of a Guf Kayim, Lav Sreif a Klal, then maybe if we do the Maisa of Sreif is a Shom of a Guf Kayim, then that would not be considered Sreif at all, and it would not be a Kiyim of the Mitzvah Sreifa. So Kamash 1, based on the Gzeir Shava, that we're talking about Sreif is a Shom of a Guf Kayim, and even though now that we're doing Sreif and Mamish, so what would be the Kiyim of Vahaflurech Kamecha? As we would learn, Vimishum Vahaflurech Kamecha, Lafishle Chavilus Meiris, that it would teach us that we're making the fire and burning the person, we should make sure that it's a very strong fire, and we should take a bunch of sticks and a bunch of twigs and make sure the fire is very strong, in order it should burn very quickly, and therefore we need the Gzeira Shava in order to teach us that the Srefa of Benegei Mises Bezin is not referring to Srefa Mamish, and the Srefa of Neshama of the Guf Kayim is also considered Srefa. Ayin Rashi, La sefer hi u bezen sefer ksiv vi atu shoy livu lo izu she in a kuy sefer vi boil the kumer but after the recha kamecha afishli chavil is meris however kamash blon zero shava de mikri nami sefer and Rashi explains the hash the e mikri sefer and now we have two things that are called sefer as sefer mamish is certainly called sefer and we also see that sefer's neshama of a guf kayim is also considered sefer then how do we know which to learn from on that we have the dinner of Nachman that borrowed on misiyofa and now that we finish this Gemara, so let us see Taisa's Diba Mascha of Benelifim Paramanisrafim, and Taisa points out, having Matsi Lameimo, that the Gemara could have given a very simple teret and explained that Pasuk states, Ve'afalurech Kamecha, Barulu Misayafa, and therefore we wouldn't learn Sreifa's Bezin from Paramanisrafim, as we wouldn't want this person to have Sreifa Mamish, and that's why we learn from Adas Karech or from the Misa of Nadav Aviyu that Sreifa's Hashem of the Guf Kayam. Now that the Gemara mentioned the Misa of Nadav Aviyu, so the Gemara continues, Ve'kvachoy Meshiva Aaron Mahacham Bederech, that Meshiva and Aaron were walking on the road, and Nadav Aviyu were walking behind them, and all of Klai Yisrael were behind Nadav Aviyu, and Amalei Nadav Aviyu, and Nadav said to Aviyu, Yimusu halalu, adar, when will these two Zakenim die, and we will be able to manage this dar? And Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said regarding them, mi mi, that let us see who buries whom, and as we know, that Nadav Aviyu died, and Moshe and Aaron outlived Nadav Aviyu. And Amar Papa, Hayu da Amri Inchi, that this is similar to the saying that people say, Nafishi Gamli Sabi, the Tiini Mashki, the Hugni, that there are many older camels that are carrying the hides of younger camels that died and predeceased the older camels. And Rashi explains that there are times that younger camels will die very quickly, as Lamaisa are not used to carrying larger loads, and therefore they'll die under that weight. But older camels that are used to carrying heavy loads, they'll be able to outlive the younger camels, and ultimately they'll carry their hides and their back. And similarly, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, they were older and more experienced, and they outlived Nadav Aviyu that were inexperienced. And of course, there are many pshatim on this Gemara, as how could it be that Nadav Aviyu would say such a thing regarding Moshe and Aaron? And some explain that they were actually saying that we want to make sure that Klal Yisrael could get into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they were saying that we know that Moshe and Aaron will not be able to go into Eretz Yisrael, so when will they die, and we'll be able to lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael that much quicker. And the Gemara continues, Amar Belazar, the Rabbi Belazar teaches us, and we continue in Daf Nun Beis and Beis, and Rashi at Tapet Amud points out, Mashum da Ari Badas Kerich Nakala, as since we were speaking about Adas Kerich, therefore the Gemara brings down the following memra, as Shahu Talmid Chachamim, and as we know that Adas Kerich with Talmid Chachamim, Kedich Siv Nasi Eda Kriye Moyed Anshe Shem, and if so, how could it be that it followed Kerich's Eitza, Vashem Shapita Moise Rasha, Kishinenu Mimainai, Hekilu Beinu Vlasim, Lachsik Yodim Mak and the reason why they followed Korach was because they had anor from his money and they ate and drank from his money. And as the Gemara continues, that has an amaretz relate to a talmud chacham, and what does he think about a talmud chacham? So b'tchila daimel kitin shelzav. So originally he looks at a talmud chacham as a golden jug, and as Rashi says, that as long as the talmud chacham doesn't need the amaretz, then the amaretz will look at the talmud chacham with respect. However, Sipoi Imai Daima Lakitin Shel Kesef, that once the Talmud Chacham starts speaking with the Amoritz, so the Talmud Chacham already loses some of his stature and he's only similar to a silver jug. And finally, Nenemi Menu Daima Lakitin Shel Cheres Kivishinishba Shoving La Tekana, that once the Talmud Chacham receives Hana from the Amoritz, then the Amoritz looks at the Talmud Chacham like an earthenware keli, and once that earthenware keli breaks, then there's no further Tekana and you can't fix the keli. And the Gemara now continues with the story that occurred after Churban Bayis Sheni, and certainly after the time that Bezdin would be judging Dini Nefashos. The Gemara tells us Imrusa Bas Tali Bas Koyin Shezin Tzavoy, that a woman named Imrusa, who was the daughter of Tali, she was a Bas Koyin that was Mizana, and Akvar Rav Chama Bar Tuvia Chavila Yizmayu Susafo, and Rav Chama Bar Tuvia Paskin that she's Chayis Sreifo, and therefore he took a bunch of twigs and he wrapped it around her and he burnt her. And Amr Rabbi Yosef Tar Betati, that Lemaisa Rav Chama Bar Tuvia made a mistake in two dinim, that number one, Tavidar Masna, that he made a mistake, as the chiyuv of Sreifas Bezdin is not Sreifas Mamish, but Sreifas Neshama V'Guf Kayim, as we previously learned from Rav Masna. And the Mefarshim are bothered that L'chari he wasn't Tavidar Masna, but he actually made a mistake based on our Mishnah, as both the Tanakam and Rabbi Huda and our Mishnah both agree that Sreifa is not Sreifa Mamish, and Sreifa's Bezdin was Sreifa's Nesham of a Gufkayim, Ayin Sham. And Rabbi Yisrael continues, Vitorbe Tanya and Rabbi Chama Bar Tovia made a mistake by giving Mises Bezdin based on the following Braisa, as the Pasuk and Pasha Sreifim tells us, Ubosal Akinim, Alavim, Vel Sreifa, Ashayir, Bayam Mahim, Vidurashta, Vigidal Cho, as Dvar Mishpat, and the Braisa teaches us, Bizman Sheish Koyin, Yesh Mishpat, at the time that the Kahanim did that void in the Bisa Middash, then there was opportunity to perform Mishpat and to give Mises Bezdin, but Bizman Sheish Koyin, E Mishpat, but when there are no Koyanim in the Bisa Middash and there's no further Avoidah, then there's no din of Mises Bezdin, and certainly this was way after the time of the Bisa Middash, and therefore certainly there shouldn't have been Mises Bezdin at all, and how could he give this woman Sreifa? Ayin Rashi, that this price is actually based on a previous din that we already learned, Sheim Bezdin Mamisin, El Bizman Lishis Hagazes, Boitz and Hedrin Nehagas, Belish Hagazes Nehagas, Apachutz Laretz, Kedamim Msechtes Makos. However, certainly Rabbi Chaim Bar Tovia shouldn't have paskin that she should receive Mises Bezdin, and how could he give a Sreifa? And Ayin and Tap Tesis, Dimalaskal Tarbid Rab Masna, the Afro Belezer Rab Tzadik Nami Chazabai, and Lachari Tesis bothered by original question that why do we say Tarbid Rab Masna if we should have said it was Tar in the Tanakam and Rabbi Huda of our Mishnah? However, the Tesis explaining that Lemaise in our Mishnah we saw Rab Belezer Rab Tzadik stated that the Mises should be Sreifa Mamish, and therefore when Rabbi Yosef asked this question, he didn't ask based on the Mishnah, and instead he based it on Rab Masna, as Rab Masna is really telling us that ultimately even Rab Belezer Rab Tzadik is Maida, that Sreifa's Bezdin is not Sreifa Mamish, and Sreifa's Neshama of a Gufkayim. And I in the second Tesis, Bizman Sheish Koyin, Yesh Shefet, have a Mutzalameim, Kedashin, and Perkin, and Chdokin, Melamid, Shamakim, Goyim, and as Rashi stated, that we require Lishkas Hagazes, and we need to have Sanhedrin Lishkas Hagazes, and it could be that the Gemara's point is, as we mentioned, that there's two requirements. Number one, there's a requirement that the Sanhedrin should be in the Lishkas Hagazes, and number two, even if Sanhedrin would still be in the Lishkas Hagazes, but the Kahanim are not doing that Voidah, then there would also not be a potential to do Mises Bezdin, and therefore the Gemara is saying that at this point it was after Churban Abayis, and certainly you didn't have either of these points, and you didn't have the Sanhedrin, and you also didn't have the Kohanim doing the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Amar Belezer Rab Tzadik, Maisa Bas Kohen Shezinsa, and they actually gave her Sreifa, and they did Sreifa Mamish, and not Sreifa's Neshama V'Guf Kayim. And the Gemara stated that the Chum responded to Rab Belezer Rab Tzadik that the reason why they gave Sreifa Mamish is Mipnei Shloi Haye Bezin Shal Oysa Shabaki. And our Gemara explained, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, Amar Beisa Bezin Shal Tzedukim Haba, that this Bezin consisted of Tzedukim, and Tzedukim did not learn the Gzeir Shava, and they learned that when the Torah states Be'ishti Sarev, it means Sreifa Mamish. And let's keep in mind two points. That number one, that by the Tzedukim actually taking the Torah literally, then they actually will be Machmer and Klal Yisrael, and they weren't following V'haft L'Reich Kameicha, as L'maisa we previously stated, that Sreifa's Neshama of the Guf Kayim is a much better Misa than Sreifa Mamish, and therefore by the Tzedukim not dashing the Gzeir Shava, they were actually not following what is best for the person that was receiving Sreifa. In addition, we also find that the Tzedukim also made another drasha that was relevant to fire, and as we know that they dash in Lesubaru Esh B'chol Meshvei Sechem, that you're not allowed to have a fire in your house on Shabbos, and we know that the Torah just means that you're not allowed to make a new fire on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. And the Gemara continues and asks, Hachi Amalu V'Hachi Hadulei, that how can we say from the Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik told him this story, and they responded that it was a Bezin Shel Tzedukim, V'Tanya, but we have another version of the story in a Braisa, as the Braisa teaches us, Amalu Elazar ben Tzadik, Zechorani K'sheyisi Tinek, that I remember when I was younger, and I was a cotton, Umurka V'Aksefer Shel Abba, and I was riding on the shoulders of my father, V'Aviyu Bas Koyin Shezinsa, and they brought a Bas Koyin that was Mizana to Bezdin, and V'Kifu Chavilas Meryas V'Safu, and they gave a Sreifa Mamish. Amuloy and Chacham responded to him, Cotton the Yisa, that at the time that you saw this, you were a cotton, V'Imaviyu Rayim and a cotton, and even as a Gadol, you can't testify regarding something you saw as a cotton. And the Gemara responds, Shnei Maitzim Havo, that in a Chanami, there were two separate stories that occurred during the time of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik. One occurred when he was a cotton, and one occurred when he was a gadol. And the Gemara states, Hai Amalu Bereisha, that which of these stories did he say first? As Ilei Mahaka Maisa Amalu Bereisha, that Lechera, if he told the Chachamim the story that occurred when he was a gadol, and which we brought down in our Mishnah, so Amalei Kishu Gadol V'Lei Ashkechu Bei, that how could he have brought the story? And he said that I saw this when I was a gadol, and the Chachamim ignored his words, and they stated that it must have been a Bezin Shel Tzedukin, and Amalu Kishu Katan V'Ashkechu Bei, and then he would tell them that I saw the same story when I was a cotton, and now they would listen to him. Certainly there was no reason for him to say the second story, Allah Amalu Bereisha, and it must be that the version of the story that we find in the Braisa, actually occurred first. And Va'amulei Katan Isa, and the Chacham responded to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, your testimony is not valid since you said that you saw this Maisa while you were a Katan. Va'amulu Kishu Gadol, and then he responded to them, I also saw the same Maisa when I was a Gadol. Va'amulei, and regarding that story, they said, we could believe that you actually saw this, but the reason why they gave Sreifa Mamish was not because they did this properly, and they actually incorrectly did the Sreifa, as the proper way to do Sreifa's Bezin is Sreifa's Neshama V'Guf Kayim, and this Bezin was Sadukim, and they didn't follow the Gzeir Shava. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and our Mishnayis are going to order of the Tanakama and of the Rabbanon that hold that the order of the Mises Bezin is Skila Sreifa, Hereg V'Chenek, and the Mishnah now continues with the Misa of Hereg or the Misa of Saif, as the Mishnah states, Mitzvah Sanaragin, that how would they perform the Misa of Hereg, Hoimatizanus Rashi B'Saif, they would behead him with a sharp sword, Kederach Shamachas Isa, and this is similar to the way that government kill people, and that they behead a person, and they decapitate him. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda says, that Lefita Tanakama, the person was Chayim Misa, would be standing, and they would decapitate his head, and if so, Nivul Huloi, this is disgusting, and it's not a Kiyam of Bar Loi Misi Yafa, El Menichnas Rashi Asadin, V'Kaitzis B'Kaifetz, and instead they put his head onto a butcher's block, and they sever his head using a butcher's cleaver or some sort of an axe. And the Mishnah tells us, Amuloi, that the Chacham responded to Rabbi Yehuda, a Misa Menuvelos Mizu, that this is even a more disgusting way for a person to die, and certainly this is not the proper way to perform the Misa of Hereg or the Misa of Saif. And the Gemara begins and will explain the words of Rabbi Yehuda, that when he said Nivuloi, he didn't mean that it's a Misa that's disgusting, and he meant something else, as Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, that Amal and Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim, that Rabbi Yehuda responded to Chachamim, Afan Yedea Shemisa Menuvelosi, that I certainly know that by cutting off his head using a kaifetz, then certainly that's a Misa Menuvelos, and certainly that would not be Barla Misa Yafa, Ava Ma Esa, Shrei Amr Terio, B'chukusim Leisei Lechu, but the Maisa, what should I do if the Terio states B'chukusim Leisei Lechu? And since you yourself stated that the way to do the Hereg, Zohir Matisse, and Zoresha B'sayev, Kedera Shamachas Esa, so the Chere, we can't go and give Misa in the same way that the government does, as that would go against the din of a Chukusim Leisei Lechu. And Taisa points out, Rabbi Huda, Ima Nivaluza, like Kar Le Nival, El Mashum, Dechsev, Chukusim Leisei Lechu, Kedemuchu Rabbi Gemara. And now that we see the Gemara, we understand what Rabbi Huda originally meant when he said Nivaluza is not that the way that you're giving him Misa will be disgusting, but by the fact that you're going to give Misa in the same way that the Malachim give Misa, that is considered disgusting as you're going against the Issa Natera, as the Pasuk states, Chukusim Leisei Lechu. However, the Gemara responds, Rabbanon, Kivin Nechsev Saif Bereisa, Loi Menayu Kogabrinon, that the Rabbanon hold that by giving Saif in this way, even though it's true that the governments also behead people that are Chayim Misa, well, the Maisa, since the Torah tells us that this is the way that we should do Saif, so certainly we're not learning this from the Goyim, and certainly we're not be Oiva on the Issa of Chukusim Leisei Lechu, the Loi Temachi, as if we won't explain that the Issa of Chukusim Leisei Lechu does not apply where the Torah teaches us something, and we're not learning it from the Goyim, then Hodetanya, but we learned in the Braisa, Sarfan Malachim, Veloy Midaki Amari, that after a king would die, then in order to show cover to the king, then we would burn all of his possessions, and even though the Goyim did this, it was not considered Midaki Amari, but Lachar Hechi Safinon, Vaksiv, Chesem Leselechu, and the Goyim do this as well, Alakim Nechsiv, Srefa Baraisa, but Lamaisa, since the Torah already teaches us the concept of Srefa by a king, as the Chesiv, as the Pasuk in Yemi tells us regarding Tzidkio, that although you'll be captured by Melch Bavel and you'll be in jail for a long time, but ultimately Bishalom Thomas over Misufes Avisecha Malachim Rishayim Ashayil Lefanecha Kain Yisufu Lach V'Hoy Odan Yispedu Lach Kidava Ani Dibati Nu Mashem. So therefore, Lab Minayu Kagaminon, and therefore by burning the possessions of a king, you're not going to be Oyvan the Issa of Chukoseim Leisei Lechu V'Hachinami Benegei in the Misa of Saif Kiv Nechsev Saif Bereisa Lab Minayu Kagaminon, and therefore we're not going to be Oyvan. And the Gemara continues, and the Maisa in the Mishnah and the Ayin Vavim Beis, the Mishnah will teach us that these are the two that are Chayev Hereg and a Chayev Misa of Saif, one that kills someone as well as those that chayim misa that lived in the area of dachas. And the Gemara is especially in the area of dachas ksibuhu lefi charev, that clearly we know that someone that lived in the area of dachas and is chayim misa will be chayev hereg and be chayev sayev, as the pasuk states hake sakes yesh ve'ir ahi lefi charev hachrim isa ves kol sheba ves behemta lefi charev. However, the Gemara continues alo yitzeach minoran, that what is the makar that someone that kills someone will be chayev sayev. And the Gemara explains the tanya, as we learn to the brisa, that the pasuk in pasuk mishpatim states v'chiyake ishes avdoi oyes amosay bashavet umeis tachas yodoi nokim yinokim. And the Brisa explains nekima zu eni yudei amahu, that I'm not sure what this word nekima refers to. However, kishu oima, but since the pasuk in pasuk b'chu koisai v'negeir techa states v'avesei aleichem charev nekemes nekambris v'nesavtem alareichem v'shalachti dav b'seichem v'nitatem biyad oyev v'havi oima nekima zu sayef. So we see that the pasuk uses losh nekima when it refers to sayef or refers to Cherev, and the Gemara continued that you just brought me a Makar that Anshirin Dachas as well as Ritzech is Chayiv Sayef. But the Gemara asked, how do you know that the way that you perform Sayef is by beheading him and by slicing off his head, Ve'imid the Barz Lemivras, maybe we would just stab him with a knife or the point of a sword. And the Gemara explains, Lefi Charuksiv, that the Pasuk tells us, B'negirin Dachas, that you should kill him Lefi Charev. And Rashi explains that the word Lefi Charev and the word Lefi is referring to Pipi Yashel Cherev, the two sides and the two edges of a sword, shneit stod mikan mikan, the chsiv cher pipiyos alma treininu, and therefore it must be that we slice the person with the sword and we don't stab him with the point of the sword. And the Gemara now asks, ve'imu da'av legistra, that how do you know they actually cut off his head? But maybe we would slice him in half and we would slice him down his body lengthwise. And Amrab Nachman Amrab Bavua Amakrav v'yaftluach kabecha baruloi misiyafa. And certainly by slicing a person by his neck, we'll immediately kill him, and therefore it's a much easier misa than by slicing down the length of his body. And the Gemara continues, Eshkad de Katal Avda. So we now know that if a person kills his Eved or his Shifcha, that he will be Chayiv Sayef, Bachurim Minoran. But how do we know if a person kills a Bachurim that he's also Chayiv Sayef? And the Gemara states, Vlav Kavachimu, and Lachur, it's based on the Kavachimah, that how could a person think that Katal Avda Besayef, that if a person kills his Eved, that he'll be Chayiv Sayef, which is more Chomer than Chenek, and Bachurim Bechenek, and if he kills a Ben Chayrin, then he'll only be Chayiv Chenek. And Rashi points out that since when someone kills a person, the Torah just tells us that you should put him to death, and he uses the Lashon of Misa Stam. So the Gemara has a Havmina that if someone kills a Ben Chayrin, then he should be Chayiv Chenek, as called Misa Stam Cheneku. And L'maisa, the Gemara could now ask that ain't Oichim Min Adin, and therefore L'chur, we can't learn this from a Kalva Chayma. However, the Gemara now asked another question, that Honich L'manda Omar Chenek Kal, that this works out according to Rabbanon, that hold that Chenek is the most Kal of all the Mises. However, El L'manda Omar Chenek Chomer, but according to Rab Shimon, that taught us that Chenek is more Chomer than Sayef, Ma'ik L'meimah, that L'chur, this Kalva Chayma doesn't work, as maybe in a Chenami, if you kill an Eved Kenani, you'll be Chayiv Sayef, but if you kill Ben Chayrin, you'll be Chayiv Chenek, which is more chama. And the Gemara states nafkalei miyotanya, that we learn it from the following brisa, as the pasuk in Pasha Shoftim, when the pasuk speaks about the egla rufa, the pasuk states va'atad tavar adam naki mikubecha ki sasa yosha be'ine Hashem. And therefore the Gemara explains hukshu kol shayf kedom le'egla rufa, that we compare the misa for anyone that kills someone to the din of the egla rufa, and we will be gurus ma'alon minatzava afkam minatzava, that just like an egla rufa is killed from the neck of the animal, so therefore the same applies to the misa for anyone that killed someone, that they're going to be killed minatzavar and from the neck. And the Gemara points out imal alon bekaypitz umul ayrif afkam bekaypitz umul ayrif, that l'chur, if we're learning from the din of eglarufa, so just like an eglarufa was actually killed by using an axe and they would cut off the neck from the back, so also over here maybe we should use an axe and we should only kill the person from his back and not from his throat. And the Gemara answers amram nachman amram baravua amram krov v'yaftal reich kamecha, and we learn broloim, and therefore the best way to kill a person when using a sword is by using a sword and by cutting him from his neck, as that will be the quickest misa, as it's right by a person's simonim, and they will immediately slice his esophagus and kill him, and therefore his misa will be instantaneous. And Rashi explains that the misa by Eglarufa is mimul erif me'achri haponim, which is in back of its face, yichsiv ma'orfo iloshin erif mul haroyas erif dahinu achri tzava shiroyin es erif, and we will stop over here.